Hello, Girl Bosses, and welcome back to our weekly podcast, Do You Dare? This is Girl Boss Networking, and we're going to talk to you again today and stick with our series, part two of how to keep yourself motivated through the rest of the year of 2018 before 2019 comes along. So, do you dare, Girl Boss? Do you dare to be motivated? So, I'd like for you to stick around, but first, we have a couple of sponsors we'd like to introduce you to. Thank you very much to our first sponsor. Her name is Bonnie Plogger, and she is a standard fixture here at Girl Boss Networking. We love Bonnie. Bonnie is a consultant with Lavelle, who sells a great Thrive experience through their premium lifestyle capsules, ultra micronized shake mix, and they also have these awesome lifestyle patches that you put on. You just cannot understand how wonderful the Thrive products are until you meet Bonnie. She's always up, she's always happy, she's always energetic, and we always love her. So thank you, Bonnie, for sponsoring our Do You Dare Girl Boss podcast this week. Hello, Girl Bosses. This is Sandra Davis, and I'm coming at you from my home office in Ashburn, Virginia. This is Girl Boss Networking podcast, and we're going to have our part two of what gets you motivated. So we decided to break it down in kind of a little series and take the word motivate and rhyme it with some of our favorite words. And last week we spoke about how to motivate through getting your schedule set up properly. And this week we're going to talk about how to get motivated through self-care. So, you know, a lot of times we wake up and today for us here in Virginia, it's kind of a gloomy, rainy, dark day. And, you know, it's like, gosh, where do I go from here? And we have a couple days off with the election and school's out. And so what we're talking about really today is how to motivate through self-care. And it's all needed. It's always needed. You know, I actually had to do something I can't stand to do, and that's cancel an event. And I was talking to one of our vendors at the event, and I said, hey, look, I actually am still available if you want to get together. And you know what she told me? She goes, you know what? I'm going to make the day a day of self-care. And I'm like, yes, I would do that too. I'll tell you what. Sometimes we need to, give ourselves some self-care to re-motivate. So let's just go through a little quick list of words that you can always use to think about motivation. So first, we're going to talk about how to motivate. You're going to hydrate. Do you know that the easiest thing that you can do to get just a skosh bit of a motivation is to get up and pour yourself a glass of water? This is the fact. You know, having one glass of water can really fix a lot of problems. I can think of one right off the bat. It can help you with a headache, or it can help you when you're hungry. So in other words, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I've got a headache. Let me go take my aspirin to get rid of it. You know what? Try drinking a glass of water first and sit for a few minutes and see how that makes you feel. Also, if you're hungry, you know, instead of grabbing the first snack you see, why don't you grab yourself a glass of water or two and just gently drink it down. It doesn't have to be guzzled. Drink it down and see how you feel afterwards, and you can, stave off your starvation for just a little while. Always, always, always hydrate. Why do you think the water bottle industry is so popular? We have so many options now for water bottles. We also have new options for all kinds of cups and glasses and things you can carry along with sports bottles, all kinds of stuff. It's a huge, huge, huge industry. Anyway, it also can help you with fatigue you might be feeling during the day. It can also help you fix a bad mood. It can also help you assist in your concentration levels. It can help you with dry skin. You know, so drink a glass of water. Hydrate to motivate. The next one we're going to talk about is rejuvenate to motivate. Rejuvenate to motivate. You know, if you get stuck up in a slump, you know what you might want to consider? Why don't you do something that you've never done before? Just something simple. You know, a good example is why don't you pop yourself in your vehicle, grab yourself some lunch, a healthy lunch, go to a park, sit there by yourself, surround yourself with nature, and have a nice lunch just by yourself. Boy, that is a very rejuvenating thing to do. If you've never done something like that, try it. Rejuvenate yourself by trying something new that you've never done. Go somewhere you've always wanted to see. You know, I'm always driving down the road, driving south. I travel a lot. Do you know how many times I say, you know what, when I'm passing a place, I want to stop in there. One of these days when I'm driving by, I'm going to stop in there. Well, guess what? If I feel like I need to be rejuvenated, that is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop in a place that I've always wanted to go that I've never been. And you know, you always go, you pass it by and you say, oh, I want to stop in there. And then, you know, the next time you drive by, oh gosh, I want to stop there one of these days, you know. Try it sometime. Just go someplace you've never been before. Check it out. That's a great way to rejuvenate and motivate yourself. Now, here's a big one, and I don't want anybody taking this the wrong way, but to motivate, lose weight. Now, I'm not talking about 10 or 20 pounds or whatever. I'm not talking about losing a lot of weight. Here is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking a good hard look at your menu that you are going to consume this week. And I want you to eliminate a couple of things, you know, that you know that are bad for you. You know, I know a lot of people who are stuck up on Diet Coke, you know, or Coca-Cola and the sodas and things. Why don't you just try one time eliminating the Coca-Colas, the Pepsis, the sugary, or even the diet drinks, because they're just not really healthy for you. You know, eliminate one thing. Or if your thing is to sit down every night and have some ice cream, why don't you try eliminating it and see what the result is at the end of the week? If you lose 1 or 2 pounds because you've eliminated that one thing, then you know what? You know how motivated you would be if you could see the scale just tip a little bit. It is a very motivating thing, let me tell you, because I am a scale watcher, and when I see that I've done things to correct my habits of eating bad things, you know, I was watching a podcast last night, a video last night of one of our girl bosses. She explained to me that, you know what, if you eat one Taco Bell burrito, you're going to have to run 5 miles to work it off. Well, honey, that ain't happening with me. But if you eliminate these things that cause you to just stay in a slump, then try eliminating it. Try eliminate something, and you'll see the difference, and you'll see how well you're going to feel at the end of the week to lose 1 or 2 pounds. So lose weight to motivate. The next thing I'm going to talk about is, we kind of hit on it a little bit, but stimulate. Kind of goes hand in hand with rejuvenate, but stimulate to motivate. Why don't you set yourself up for a self-care appointment? Why don't you just do that right now after you're finished listening to this? Contact your hairdresser and set yourself up with an appointment. You know how good you're going to feel, and I'm talking go the full gamut. Get a little trim, maybe get a color, do the blow dry thing, and maybe she might just give you a makeover. And do you know how motivated you're going to feel when you walk out of there? I personally always feel great when I walk out of the salon. You know what? It's one of the easiest things that I can do to feel good about my personal self. Next thing you might want to consider, how about getting a facial? Exfoliate. Yes, slough off the old, reveal the you underneath. It is a great way to get motivated. Stimulate yourself with a facial or a self-care appointment, or get some new nails, or do something for yourself, or take a stretch class or yoga. You know, do these things. These things will make you so motivated and feel better about yourself. Okay, here's a big one. If you need to motivate, you meditate. That's right. Try it. If you've never done it before, take the time to meditate. For me, meditation is very motivating because, you know what? it's my time, and this is my personal meditation. I pray. I pray during my meditation, and it's always a good thing to, you know, reconnect with my higher power. And, you know, your mind starts to open up to new things when you meditate, when you concentrate and meditate on things that are going to be worth your while to think about and focus on. That's it. Fixate. You see all these words I've got that rhyme with motivate? Fixate, concentrate, and meditate on the things that matter to you most. This is so motivating. If you haven't done it in a while, reconsider meditation. It is a great way to motivate yourself. Finally, the biggest one I can think of today is if you want to motivate, then you appreciate. That's right. Yep. Appreciate. You can do that during your meditation. Appreciate the things around you. Be grateful. We hear it every day, but people forget. If they're not reminded, people forget to show thanks, gratitude, and appreciate what matters most. So again, I'm going to remind you to, if you need to motivate, then start to appreciate. Say thanks to things you never would say thanks to. How about starting with the air you breathe? Thank you for the air I breathe. Thank you for the water I drink. Thank you for the car I drive. Thank you for the job that I have. Yeah, I might not want to go in there today because it's like, oh, another day there at that place. But you know what? I appreciate it because at the end of the day, that is what pays my bills. And you know what? I'm appreciative that I have a job to go to every day that pays my bills and provides me with the things that I need. So don't forget, ladies, appreciate and remember to do it all the time. Appreciation is one of the best ways that you can get motivation. So with that being said, that's a simple follow-up on how to motivate yourself. Keep yourself motivated. A few things on self-care. And next week, we're going to talk about how you can motivate yourself through your space. So you know what? I want you to check it out. I want you to listen for it. And I'm so happy that you're here. I appreciate every one of you. I appreciate everybody in Girl Boss Networking. Please go to Girl Boss Networking of USA Facebook group. Please check out the events tab. We have many events going on throughout the month of November and December. And even though we are approaching the end of the year, it's going to be a great time to gather with your girlfriends and your girl bosses, promote your business, market yourself. And I look forward to seeing all of you all. We have some great events coming up. And again, share the love. Share it with all of your other associates. And we look forward to seeing you at a Girl Boss Networking event near you soon. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day. I would like to say thank you to our sponsor. Her name is LaVon Robbins, and she is also known as the Nova Wine Lady. She brings to you One Hope Wine, and you're not going to miss a chance, or you're not going to want to miss a chance to be with LaVon at one of her wine tastings. So if you don't know about One Hope Wine, they are wines with a cause. If you have a charity that you would like to raise some money for, you need to contact LaVon and have a little wine tasting. And every bottle goes towards a different charity, but she can also talk to you about how you can raise money for your charity through her wine tastings. And it's an excellent, excellent program. They also are made by Robert Mondavi Wines. We all know Robert Mondavi is a leader in the wine industry. And you know what? I got to tell you, LaVon is serious about this. She loves her business, and you need to contact her right away. So check her out on Facebook at Nova Wine Lady. And thank you, LaVon, for being one of our sponsors of our podcast this week. Thank you again for joining our podcast. Please look forward to more of our podcasts in the future. If you would like to be a sponsor, please contact Sandra Davis at 703-868-9302 or send me an email at gbnofusa@gmail.com. We would love to have you be a sponsor for our podcast or our newsletter. So we look forward to hearing from you, and we hope you attend as many Girl Boss events as you can. Check out November 30th, Founders Table, and I will see you soon. Have a great day.